Let's now look at receiving feedback. Communication is a two-way process, and you may, of course, find yourself on the receiving end of feedback too. Just as there are guidelines for giving feedback, so there are similar ones for receiving it. Prepare yourself by taking a deep breath and breathe calmly. This will help you to relax and be open to the feedback, whether it is positive or negative. Listen. This is the only way to find out what the other person has to say and how they see you or what their point of view is. Take the view that their intention is to be constructive and that you may gain an insight or a useful perspective on your behaviour. Ask questions if you don't understand or need further clarification of detail. For example, can I just check what you're saying that you would have preferred me to have spoken to you before sending an email? Or please give me an example of when I have ignored your suggestion. Don't defend, tempting though it is, and don't argue either. The person is giving you information about what they have observed and how it has affected them. You may not agree, but arguing at this stage will not necessarily help. If you do, you are likely to discourage them from giving you further information in the future. Acknowledge and thank the person for the feedback, noting all accurate observations that have been made. Recognise that the other person's point of view is important and that you need to listen to it. Reflect upon the feedback and take time to sort out your response. Has anyone said anything similar to you before? Is it positive or negative? What will happen if you ignore this information? How can you use the information positively? And then formulate an action plan and follow it through. Remember that feedback is just information. It is information that is offered to you from someone else's perspective. Once you have listened to that information and taken it on board, you then have the choice to decide what you want to do with that information.